Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Patrick says he expects to hear from state employee unions today about contract concessions the governor says are necessary to avoid 1,000 layoffs. Yesterday, the governor proposed laying off up to 2,000 state workers by the end of the year. The proposed layoffs came in a package of cuts announced by the governor as he grapples with a $600 million state budget shortfall. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The big hole comes about for one simple reason.
Tax receipts have lagged, and the state operating budget is under serious stress. You know that.
That's Governor Patrick breaking the news to the Worcester Chamber of Commerce yesterday. In general, the governor is not cutting aid to cities and towns.
Local communities are the front line of both our economic and our social life, and they are struggling as it is, especially as lottery performance fails consistently to meet projections.
The lottery is managed by Treasurer Tim Cahill, who has left the Democratic Party to run against Patrick for the governor's job. Local communities will still feel the pinch of these budget cuts. The biggest cuts will be to the transportation of students in regional school districts. And cities and towns will feel other cuts. Patrick says the most painful ones to him are those in public safety. He's reducing state funding for police officers who have college degrees. He's also asking the legislature to let cities and towns get out of contracts that require higher salaries for officers who pursue higher education.
This is very bad news for law enforcement, for public safety, and for those people that we serve.
New Bedford's police chief, Ron Teachman, says it leaves officers with as much as a 25% cut in pay.
That's a huge and sudden loss of income. Certainly it's not as dramatic as losing your job, but it's a tough hit for us to take.
The governor is also cutting a third of the funding to prevent gang violence. Teachman says without that money, New Bedford won't be able to continue that work.
The police do the suppression, and we'll still be here, but the work will be a lot harder because we'll be doing all the back-end work on suppression and reentry after they go to prison. We're trying to prevent crime and not just make arrests and respond to it after it happens.
At the same time, the governor is being criticized for using federal stimulus money and the state's rainy day fund to offset part of the budget deficit. Michael Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation warns that the state is running through that money very quickly.
And this just delays the day of reckoning and means more pain later.
No argument there from Patrick.
As hard as this was, we have a whole other order of magnitude to deal with in the fiscal year 2011 budget that we have to submit in January. Because the federal stimulus money, some of the rainy day money, will not be available to us at the same levels next year.
But Patrick says this crisis also offers an opportunity to ask hard questions about whether some worthy programs are actually central to the role of government. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.